The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
It's time for Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Scotty, you we ready to do some dirt racing or what, man?
Man, we have been covered in dirt this week, and we are ready to do some more here on Southeast Dirt Weekly. Jack, I'm all excited about this show. I tell you, I've done some good shows. You know, we produced some good shows in the past. We've had some great guests on. My hero, my biggest guy in the world, Buzzy Rudiman. I've had him on many, many times. But I tell you what, tonight, a special show. We got a special guest that's going to be coming on, a couple of special guests, so we're going to save that for you here in just a moment. But yeah, welcome everybody to Southeast Dirt Racing, and we have had a great week of racing already. This past week, I saw the 33 car Jeff Matthews win Friday night at Ocala Speedway, and then he comes down to East Bay the next night, and I'll be darned if he didn't win that race too. So you got to tip your hat this week going to Jeff Matthews and his awesome performance here at East Bay and Ocala, picking up back-to-back wins. And then, of course, as we already said, nothing new. Buzzy Rudiman, another win here at East Bay. So it's incredible. Buzzy's run this year. Got to tip your hat to him, too. What a performance he's had. I mean, really could be considered driver of the year in any kind of series, as well as Jeff Matthews. He's won his fair share of races already this year, too, here in the state of Florida. So hats off to both those guys and to both those tracks for putting on a tremendous show, and we look forward to seeing another great show at both those tracks. But tonight, man, Jack, we're all excited. Got a national dirt late model star on the show with us tonight, Chubb Frank. The as they call him, Chubbzilla, got to be on.
Super national, man.
Really, he's not even national. He's super.
He's a guy who, when you go to his website, it says "Enter if you dare."
I mean, and you know, the cool thing, and first of all, I will say this, his website is, it really is awesome looking. Obviously, Lester Buildings, his sponsor, has you know, been with him for a long, long time, and they have stepped up. So, yeah, Chubb Frank's going to be on the phone with us, so we're all excited about that. That, of course, is the big deal that we've been talking about, obviously.
Yeah, you don't mess with a guy from Bear Lake, Pennsylvania.
Bear Lake. You know, the cool part about it was, man, when I called his office phone today, he's the one that answered, hello. It's just like, hey, I was trying to get in touch with Chubb Frank. Hey, this is him. So, you know, a little bit different than when you're trying to call those NASCAR guys. You got to go through like 40 or 50 different people. Over here, he's also changing the tires. So, you know, as much as you talk about him and all the wins that he's had and all the races that he's done, 30 years of racing Chubb Frank has done. So, you talk about all that, and then after all that's over, he's the one that picks up the phone. It's just hello. So I thought that was kind of cool.
And then you have a promoter extraordinaire on tonight too, don't you?
You know, and we had talked about this track too. So I was excited to get Frankie on the phone with us, the promoter from up at Golden Isle. So we're going to speak to him in a little bit and talk about what's going on up there, because, you know, I'm immersed, obviously, here at Ocala and at East Bay. But as we have so spoken about on this show so many times, man, there's great shows going on across the state, across the southeast of this region, and then across the country. So I mean, we're going to try to bring you some of that. What else is happening here in the state of Florida? Because, hey, anywhere you go in the state of Florida, I don't care whether you're down south or all the way up in the panhandle, there's some great dirt racing going on. And then, of course, we'll try to touch base with some of the other tracks across the southeast. But
you know, to Scotty, Ken Kenny's United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series will be going up to Golden Isles into June. And I was putting a little story together for the race that happened at North Florida Speedway recently with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. And then I was just curiously going through all the points. Top three spots are owned by East Bay drivers. How about that?
You know, I'm really not surprised, man. I mean, it's
Roger Kraus.
Yeah, I mean Roger Kraus. Yeah, I mean, I see him each night. And he's in Ocala on Friday night. He was there this past Friday night. He had a doggone thing won until something broke on him. Jeff will tell you he had it won, but you know something broke. But yeah, I'm not surprised. Roger Kraus, holy smokes. You go down to East Bay, and I'm here to tell you, and I am not doubting any, because, you know, when you get to somebody's track, whoever's there is kind of like a real, you know, they're like, oh, man, he's really good. So it depends on where you're at and when you're at. You know, once again, you go to Golden Isle, I'm sure you go out there, you say, wow, I've never seen this guy before. Look at this guy drive. So, you know, it's really not fair until you get there. But I have to say, man, you go to East Bay, kind of like all the drivers are, you know, all the drivers there are really, really good. So I'm not surprised that they come from East Bay, because Lord knows they've been doing it for a long time, and they say if you can make a lap at East Bay, you can make a lap pretty much at anywhere. And I believe, after seeing it all these weeks, I believe it. You know, after a while, you just got to say, okay, I get it.
Yeah, and I tell you, I am looking forward to a trip up to Golden Isles end of June. You know, you hear a lot about that speedway, and it'll be interesting. We talked to Frankie Lloyd on one of our other shows on Real Racing USA earlier this year, Scott, but I think you're going to be able to go a little more in-depth than we were able to, because we just didn't have the time to spend with him.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's part of the thing. You know, sometimes we have two guests on, sometimes we have three. This time, you know, I want to find out about this track and what's going on up there. Is because, once again, I lived in the, you know, as everybody knows, I lived in the asphalt world for a long, long time. And if somebody would have said Golden Isles, I might have said, yeah, I've heard of it. But to be honest with you, I don't know where it is. I don't know what it looks like. So I'm anxious to get Frankie on the phone and say, you know, tell me about this place. Tell me what's going on. How do I get there? And, of course, you can go to the website. But nothing, you know, as we said, there's nothing like hearing it from the man himself. So we're going to have him on the phone here later on tonight, and we're looking forward to that.
How are things going at Ocala with the new race director, Billy the Kid?
You know, I tell you what, I think that it has been a great leap forward. You know, obviously the track, just, you know, what they did in the beginning of the year was great. But this in itself is almost, I feel, as good of a step as putting dirt on the track was. You know, I just feel like there's a lot more organization, structure, you know, and it may not be any more. It may just be a perceived thing, but I think a lot of it, it's like I said, the perception to me initially right off the bat, what a great move. And I know I can be, nobody's more happy than I am about what he's done there. So as far as I care, he's not allowed to leave and go anywhere. You know, we were talking about his situation and how crazy it was. You know, what went down with him. I even asked him up in the booth, I said, did it really go down? He goes, it really did, man. He goes, nothing against anybody. He goes, you know, we just went up there and it wasn't quite as we thought it was or wasn't as described or whatever the case may be. And then and I said, well, man, it's crazy how things work out, because, yeah, you're not allowed to leave here ever, ever again. So and I hope they can keep him there, and I hope he stays there, because racing was fantastic all the way around. I mean, the racing was quick, fast. It put like this. It reminded me a lot of East Bay, you know, and I know I bring that up a lot, but yeah, I mean, it reminded me a lot of East Bay, because at East Bay, it is a lot of racing. I mean, yep. It's almost like you don't have time to go to the bathroom. There's times I've sat at East Bay going, dude, I've had to go to the bathroom for like the past 45 minutes. And, you know, you just don't have time to go, because they're humping there.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and that's kind of the feeling you get too. You know, at Ocala is like, okay, you got time for about a 3-minute intermission, so go get your food and your beer and your ice cream, whatever you're going to get, and get back here, because we're going. And that lasts about 2 minutes, to be honest with you. They cut that short. So,
and Scotty, as a programming note, this coming week on Inside Florida Racing, which is on Monday nights. We're going to get that. We've been off for 2 weeks. We're going back this week, and one of the main things we're going to highlight on Monday nights Inside Florida Racing is Ocala Speedway and the upcoming Powell Memorial. We're going to have Mike Peters on and also James Powell, and I'm sure you'll have something cooking on this show, Southeast Dirt Weekly, next week in preparation for that big event as well.
Yeah, we're going to have some surprise guests. I think that people may not be knowing that they're coming, and then we're looking to have obviously some local guys that are planning on being there as well. Rich Pratt, I plan on having him on as well, and somebody perhaps like Jeff Matthews, because I'll tell you what, after seeing Jeff Matthews run there, really don't bet against him, my friend.
50 cars, you think?
I really think there could be more than that. I mean,
yep.
I don't, you know, you hate to jinx it, and I'm not going to jinx it, but I would say that, yeah, I plan on more than that, you know. So
yep.
I would just say whatever you do, plan on getting there early. $5,000 to win, you know, it's still and, cool up north, so I can imagine some of these guys will make it a trip.
And this is bigger than money, you know, this one. This one's bigger than all that. I don't think it would take, I mean, it's not even about the money on this one. You know that? I mean, really.
You know, I think that is true for local drivers, but when you put up that $5,000 mark, I think there's some guys that are going to come down here that don't know, have never heard of the Powell, and maybe they have.
Oh, I got you. You're right.
I think they're going to come down because, dude, it's $5,000.
You're right.
And so I think there'll be people coming down. And then I think there'll be some other people, like I say, that they may not have raced in 5 years. Well, let's face it, James Powell hasn't been, you know, steadily on the track. I bet you he comes back and gets himself a car. So it'll be cool seeing those guys come back. And like I said, I'd never bet against James Powell on that track either. I don't care how long he's been gone. I wouldn't bet on him no matter what they were racing around there. So, yeah, I mean, the cool deal about that is I think because of the money, you're going to have some different circumstances coming in there. You're going to have some people that come in and say, dude, I'm here for the money, and which is a good thing. And
yep.
Then I think as fans, as local fans, you're going to see some people there. You go like, God, I haven't seen him in so long. Where's he been? What's he been doing? So an opportunity to catch up with, you know, perhaps some things or people you haven't seen in a long time. That's why I say get there early. So that way you get a chance to really take in every bit of it, because it is a once-a-year deal. Hopefully you get to do it. But, you know, the Powell Memorial really is one time a year. So if you make one race here in Ocala, this is the one to go to, no doubt about it. The Powell Memorial, it's always special. And now this time on dirt, oh, I'm getting chill bumps. I literally am getting chill bumps thinking about it. It's going to be great. So, yeah, I'm looking for a lot of, you know, I don't know who's going to come down, but I think you're going to see some people coming down from the region. I think you'll have some North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia drivers making their way down. So Mississippi, I bet you even have some from there. So we'll have to see how it plays out, you know, what other issues are going on, and you never know what's going to happen this week that can change those circumstances. But still, I expect an excellent show. And the new race director, Mike, there, doing a great job. Angie, the whole staff, man, it's picked up, and the momentum is there. And now that the Powell Memorial came in a hurry, you know, it was,
yep.
Dude, that's halfway in the year, and all of a sudden, it's here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think it's almost getting time to go to Bear Lake. Why don't we take a break and come back?
Really?
We'll be right back.
Go to Bear Lake, brother. Let's go.
Go Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
At Port City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners, drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web.
view and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com. When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XS Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
All right, welcome back to this edition of Southeast Dirt Weekly, and we'll turn you over back over to Scott McAllister, and I think he's got a very special guest on the line with us.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Jack, I told him, I said, I've had some big people in the show before, but this for some reason, I tell you what, I'm really excited. On the phone with us all the way from Bear Lake, Pennsylvania, is, of course, Chubzilla, Chub Frank. Chub, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly with us.
Well, it's no problem. Appreciate being on.
I know y'all talked to you earlier off this week, so you're taking some time out to stay around the house there. But, Chub, obviously, we're coming down. I come from the asphalt side, so we're trying to introduce a lot of people here in Florida that were former asphalt people. I'm trying to bring them on over to the dirt side. And, of course, when you hear about dirt racing and you hear about late models, you hear about Chub Frank, and some of my friends said, man, ask him this and ask him that. So I want to start off with, obviously, big win last week in Nebraska.
Illinois.
Lincoln, Illinois. Sorry, Lincoln, yeah. Illinois.
Well, there's a lot of Lincolns. There's
a lot, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pennsylvania. They're all over the place. But no, that one was in Illinois.
And, obviously, a big win for you there. I mean, a hard-fought battle.
Yeah, Josh and I, we started out in Attica on Friday night. We led like 40-some laps, and Josh Richards got by us. Otherwise, that probably would have been our first win. And then we come back on Sunday and ran Lincoln, and Josh was all over me again on, for the lead. And we actually got a chance to hold him off, so we ended up getting a win. So it was pretty big because the car really wasn't that great, and we missed a little bit on the setup, but we had track position, and that definitely helped with winning the race.
And you got at that place, yeah, the track position is up on the top side, obviously, around that place.
It was top in 3 and 4, and right around the tires in 1 and 2. So you kind of had to switch lanes.
So my question, my friend, races actually works on one of the truck teams up in North Carolina. He said, "Well, ask him." Obviously. A big accident there at Charlotte over on the dirt track that you had. Many people might have seen your car, unfortunately, in the front of some of the magazines. The first thing he said was, ask him if it was his car, that car that he rebuilt and took back to the track and won, or was this a different car?
No, it was the same car.
So you rebuilt that thing and took it back. Because it was destroyed. It looked like to me...
The frame wasn't hurt, which is it was kind of hard to believe, but it only needed... about 8 inches of framer on the right front that holds the bumper on.
Gotcha.
The rest of the frame was good because it never did come down on the roll cage. It just ripped all the suspension. It broke the rear end in half, ripped every piece of suspension off it, and half the interior and pretty much all the body except the roof. And we replaced all that and brought it back out last weekend and run second to first night and won the second night with it. So I obviously it's not hurt.
No, it's obviously not hurt, and I was reading in here where you said it wasn't quite right, but like you said, if it's not right, I don't know if I'd want to change it too much. You and Josh, you refer to Josh, and of course you're speaking about Josh Richards.
Right.
You guys, the youngster and, of course, the veteran going at it there. Tell me about the rest of the crew and Josh Richards that you're running with there in the series. Obviously, very competitive, but you guys seem to have a great relationship on and off, most everybody on and off the track.
Yeah, we run, you know, like I said, we run with all the, you know, there's all the outlaw guys. Right now, Steve Francis is leading the points, and Daryl Lanigan and I are tied for second, like 6 points out, and Josh is like 10 points out of first. I mean, it's pretty tight. And then Rick Eckert, he's right there in fifth. So it's a pretty tight battle. I mean, and like I said, all us guys get along pretty good. We got some modified guys in there, Tim Fuller now, and we've been helping him out a little bit. He's been running real good. You're on the road a lot, you know, so you create some new friendships and stuff like that, and you're hanging out a lot with the same guys. So like I said, it would be bad if we didn't get along, but we actually, all of us do get along, so that's a good thing.
It is. It sounds really awesome on the phone once again with Chubzilla Chub Frank out of Bear Lake, Pennsylvania, and this is the Advanced Auto Parts Hotline. Jack, once again, I was looking online. They just celebrated Chubb's 30th year of racing. Obviously, Chubb, you've seen a lot come and go. You're still out there winning races. When we were talking about it, a lot of youngsters that I see nowadays, after that massive accident that it appeared to be maybe a lot larger than what it was there in North Carolina, you were able to pick that up and use that to actually, you know, run this past week second, and then pick up the win. Tell me how you see that affecting you. I mean, what kind of mindset do you go into that race with?
Well, the first night after we raced, I was in a different car after the wreck, and the first set of hot laps, it was a little leery, but because the track wasn't the best racetrack to be on. But once you get past that, you don't even think about it. If I could have just got back in another car at Charlotte, I'd have been a lot better off. But we actually had a couple weeks off to do some other stuff, so we never got back in the car for like a week and a half. So it would have been a little better if we could have just got right back in and went back racing. But once you got past hot laps, it was over with. When you're in hot laps, you're kind of all by yourself, and you got time to think. But once you get to racing where you're racing with everybody, you don't even worry about it.
You just have to, and that's what it looks like to me. You really don't have much room. You just have to go. And that's, I used to ask somebody, why do they only do 30 laps in these races? Because that guy was just 125, 100, 200 lappers. And they go, dude, you got to get up on the wheel. And so that's what I found out about this dirt race is, you can't wait for your car to come in, too. None of that. And so that's really what I see. You guys go out there. Your crew, man, I look over on your website and I invite everybody to go there because, first of all, you've done a fantastic job over there. The Lester building guys and you have been together a long, long time. The website looks fantastic. I invite everybody to go over there. Most of your guys, looks like many of them, most of them, are part-timers.
Yeah, they are. I have one full-time guy that's actually from down that way. He used to hang out over there at Ocala Speedway for years. I think his grandmother still, or his mother still lives down there, Brad Baum, and he's full-time with me, and then I got a bunch of part-timers, like you said. A couple different guys that are truck drivers that show up at the racetrack, get loads out to wherever we're at. The problem with our deal is that it's not to the, we're not at the cup level, so the money isn't there, so it's hard to have a bunch of different guys paid on the, to do this. You can make money at it, but it's marginal.
Sure, but that's really what gets me about what you guys do, because it's like I told Jack earlier. I said, well, how did you get a hold of him? I said, dude, he answered the phone.
So
I said, man, you try to get a hold of a NASCAR guy? You got to go through, 10 different public relations people. So that's one of the cool things I think I like about, once again, you do this long enough, I like that about the dirt deal, because, dude, you're also, I looked out there the other day and I saw a 360 Sprint, the driver out there changing his tire. I was like, man, they don't do that on the asphalt side. Jack, once again, Chubb Frank. First of all, I want to ask you, I wonder if that's any kin to Glenn Baum.
I was just going to ask you, Chubb, you're up there near Cory, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to.
20 minutes from there.
Yeah, that's the area. I used to live in Erie, and we go down there. That's some trout fishing heaven. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, there's some serious trout fishing. I wished I had time to go do some fishing, but that's one thing with racing. We don't really have a lot of time to do that.
So what do you do in Bear Lake up there, right on the Ohio border? Or New York border, excuse me.
All we're doing is racing. I mean, I'd like to do a little golfing, but I can't even do that. I just,
how many shows are you going to do this year?
What's that?
How many shows are you going to do this
year? We're probably going to do somewhere around 70 late model shows, but they're all over the place, too, so it makes it a little tougher. I mean, we go out to Wyoming, Montana area this year, so we go on some of these that we're on the road for 3 weeks, so it just makes it a little tougher because you have to be prepared when you leave, to have enough stuff to go with you. So we're usually building stuff or redoing stuff, bodies or, parts for the cars, whatever we got to do to make sure we got enough stuff when we get out there in case we tear. Because you just can't come back home to fix it.
Yeah, there's no coming back home when you're that far out. And once again, you guys have... and the budget is obviously a lot different between that and cup racing or asphalt racing. But really, I tip my hat to you guys because you squeeze every amount of dollar you can out of that and make it go a lot further than most anybody I know. When you show up to the track, man, you look very, like I said, you do Lester Buildings proud. And they obviously respect that relationship and have been with you a long, long time.
Chubb, yeah. How tough is it? I mean, the guys like yourself that race the dirt circuit, the national circuit, and the sprint car guys the same way, you race 70, 80, 90 races a year. How do you manage to do that and squeeze all the family stuff in and do it? I mean, how do you do it, man?
Well, like my wife always goes with us, so it's, it is pretty much a family deal. And like this weekend, it's a holiday weekend, so we're actually home. We'll do some racing, but we've got a pretty good sized family as far as relatives and stuff, and we'll see a lot of them this weekend, because it's a holiday and we're racing close to home within a few miles of the house. So we'll see a lot of that, but you just kind of pick your times. Once we get to the winter, we race till November, and we're off until January, end of January, 1st of February. So there's some time in there that we might go on vacation or. We usually do the Cruise of the Champions. They have that deal every year, so we go on a cruise, and that's about the only time you get it off. But really, when we're on the road, sometimes it's a vacation. It's not always work. Sometimes we'll get a rain out, and we'll have a night off or something, and we just go out and hang out with the other crews, and so it's kind of like an extended family when we're out on the road.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I've been there before. It's like when I used to do the NASCAR Slim Jim deal. It's like you said, you don't have those nice tour buses that you just go relax in and everybody has one. You go gather around one dude, and yeah, you all get to know each other pretty well when you do things like that. But obviously, Chubb, this is, 30 years you've been doing this. Some of the biggest, what are some of the biggest things that you remember? After 30 years, what are some of the things that after all this racing and everything said and done, that come to your memory first about 30 years of racing?
I didn't think we'd be doing this long.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
We've had some big wins and stuff. So, I mean, a lot of, like I said, it's been a journey. It's been a 30-year journey. It's been a lot of fun. I don't really think there's anything I'd do anything different either. I mean, it's been... even the lows or the bad times you have when things don't go right, it kind of molds you into who you are and how competitive you are and all the stuff, So, I wouldn't trade any of that stuff, even the bad times for, we've had a lot of bad, but we've had a lot of good, so I can't complain. Racing's been good to us.
I think that's obviously it's just as you said. I think if you have that attitude of what comes, you're going to have the good and the bad. If you do this long enough, you're going to have something bad, and then you're going to have something good, and you just kind of take it all in stride. And the thing is not to get too high or too low.
Well, that's just it, because here's the thing about racing. It's not like any other sport. You lose more than you ever win.
Right.
You're never going to win as many races as you're going to lose. So at least I don't know anybody out there that wins.
If they do, we need to find out about them.
If they're winning more than 50% of their races, they're doing good. But
we need to tear them down. That's for sure.
Exactly. But so you already know that going in. But as long as you're competitive, it's a competitive sport, and you're still trying to make a living at it, but you're trying to beat the guy. The guy next to you all the time. So, I mean, like I said, we're still having fun doing it, even though it's 30 years into it.
I know my good friend, and he lives down here in Zephyr Hills, Buzzy Rudiman. He's my hero because, man, I'm telling you, he keeps on winning year after year. Now he's, you know, whatever, I don't say his age anymore. But, man, after 30 years, Chubb, you come out here, and you're still as competitive as ever it sounds like. Is there any talk, is there any thought of wrapping this up, or do you see just you're not at this point have no plans of stopping?
No, I mean, I know I'm not going to be able to do it for a while, but I figure probably another 8 to 10 years. You were speaking of Rudiman. There's a possibility that we're racing Delaware next week, and if it falls through, we're supposed to, David's supposed to drive our car out there at Delaware.
And he'll put that Dover, Delaware brace, Dover
out there.
On there.
You know, they're out there racing at Dover, and we're down the road in Del Mar, and there's a couple Cup guys coming down, and David's coming down, and he might end up driving one of my backup cars next
day. That's sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
That's the cool deal about it is, Jack, and once you get on the phone with Chubb Frank, you know, it's you get that kind of camaraderie, and then it's just like you said, you have a family, and your family is really from one end of this country to the other, because that's, you make these friends and relationships, and you build them up no matter where you are, whether it's Missouri or Iowa, or like you said, in if you be in Arizona or wherever you're racing at, over 30 years, you've built up a lot of relationships, so your friends and your family are wherever you are on the road.
Yeah, you're right about that. We do meet a lot of new people all the time, which is nice, but there's a lot of people we see, you know, that we see over the years, or see over the course of the summer too, you know, like you said. And that's what's nice. The same thing, we've got other people that, you know, if we're out west somewhere, like in Iowa, there's places we go to other guys' shops that, you know, that we've made friends with over the years, and we work on our stuff. So it makes it a lot easier, you know, to be able to go out on the road and do that stuff.
Because, you know, on the asphalt side, that really wouldn't happen very often. Not very often. I'm sure it does, but not very often would you have that circumstance. People say, hey, bring your car to my shop and work up. That's not going to happen. Now, like you said, you know, you may have some other stuff going on, but...
Well, they're all heightened stuff. Exactly.
That's what you used to do, is put that rag over the top of the car. It's like, what is that? It's a rag. People come and look at it. What is that? And you sit back and laugh, but... obviously, the rest of the year, heck, you guys, like you said, you're tied for second in World of Outlaw points, so many more races for you. What's the next race on your schedule?
Del Mar out in Delaware. Thursday, and then Hagerstown, Maryland. Then the following week, we're at the Dream, which is not an outlaw race, but the, you know, it's the UMP sanctioned, the 100,000 to win race. So it, we've got plenty of big races coming up.
Eldora, huh?
Yep.
All right.
1st of June.
So, yeah, we'll be watching out for you there. And, you know, definitely, we'd love to watch you race. And, you know, we want to have you down here to East Bay and to Ocala and some tracks down here in Florida. So that's my next question, is when are you coming back down here, down the south area?
I don't know. I see they reclayed or put clay on Ocala. Is that working out okay?
It's off the charts, Chubb. It's off the charts, man.
It really went from you know, a very mediocre crowd and car count to, as you can't pack in any more than what you can get in, and it's been great all year long. And we've had people like Ivan and Lloyd, who obviously is here from Ocala, so he's done well here. And then we've had some people from across the country, and of course, the first couple of nights when we had the 360 Sprint, ASCS 360 Sprint, that was a blowout night, you know. So. Yeah, it went from, you know, half the stands full to you can't put another person inside their full, so that's fantastic. But, yeah, of course, East Bay, you know, big track down here for us anyway, and we want to see Chubb Frank down here. So that's what everybody was asking me, when's he coming? I said, I think his schedule's kind of full. But
they really need to schedule some big races, I guess, down there.
That's right.
Maybe some outlaw races down there at Ocala. You know, or East Bay. East Bay won't. They don't have them either. I think they got Lucas Oil stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah, Lucas Oil. But I think, you know, and that's, I think that those kind of sentiments are being brought up now, as far as you know, with the cost of fuel like it is, nobody should be a man unto himself. Why don't we try to get some tracks together and make it a 2-3-4 night show, a 5 night show, or something of that nature,
right?
And get them all the way in one shot. So, you know, maybe that's what they're working up to, but. But certainly with Ocala turning asphalt, that's opened up a lot of doors. And it certainly opened up a door for me. Like I said, this world of dirt racing is something that's new and is fresh. And to be honest with you, even if when you have veterans like yourself, it's all fresh to me. So that's the cool thing about it. I don't care how long you've been doing it. It's all new to me, and I think a lot of people are recognizing that. So I think you got a lot of new fans that maybe you don't know about, because I think people are coming over. And if I can be a part, I know it's like I said, I'm dragging everybody, whether they like it or not. All I got to do is get them in front of you guys. And it's a show unlike no other.
You need to go up to the world in September up at Eldora, and if you want to see a crowd and see an atmosphere, because that's a whole different deal than just to say a regular show or even a big show. You go in there for one night, because the Eldora deal, that's usually like a 3-night deal.
You know, Jack, and you and I talk about, man, what it feels like to go here and what it feels like to go there. And, of course, then you hear veterans, and you hear even the track owners. And Todd will be the first to tell you, man, you got to go to Eldora. And I think, man, how much better can it be? But obviously it is that much better.
Yeah, it's quite an atmosphere there for the world. The Dream's pretty good, but the world is definitely probably the biggest race and the biggest crowd. You know, just the whole deal, it's awesome to go there.
You know, Chubb, in a few minutes we're going to be talking with Frankie Lloyd, the promoter at Golden Isles. Give us a thumbnail of Golden Isles.
Well, we've only been there. They changed the racetrack. If you really want to know, I kind of like the track the way they had it here a year or so ago, but we kind of struggled down there when they were down there for the 10-night race. We just never did get very good down there. I really don't know why, but you know, the track, he made it smaller, you know, so I thought it would be a little better, but I actually had better success when the track was bigger, you know, the way it was before he changed it. So to me, I liked it better before, but I suppose if he changed, I think really the clay is, you know, if he could change the clay and make it a little slower so you could race all over it, I think the track would be a little better. But he has done a lot of work, and he has put some money into it, you know, and it is a nice facility. It's hard to draw. It's kind of out of nowhere, really. And, you know, I wish him luck. I hope things work out for him, because we don't really need to lose any racetracks.
No, that's why Frankie's going 100 miles an hour every time you see him. He's his hair on fire, 100 miles an hour, and his hair's on fire. So that's the reason why, because he is humping to get those guys in there and to keep them in there. So you know, and I'm sure they will do good. But you know, once again, we want to thank so much for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly, Chubb, and we look forward to seeing you next week up in Delaware. We'll check you out there, and then of course we'll look for you throughout the season. And hey, keep up with him, man. First of all, check out ChubbFrank.com.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, now when you win the world, Chubb, when you take the world here and you get all done with the ESPN interviews, I think you might find just a minute to talk to Scott at Southeast Dirt Weekly again, huh?
I just want one of those.
I'll guarantee that if we win the world.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Hey, don't bet against you, brother. Now, see, now that's just enough.
We won the world in 2004, so
there you go.
Can't do it, but
But
it's a tough deal to do. It's hard to win.
Okay, I tell you what, I might have to ask Todd Hutto for the night off and fly out there and be a part of the Lester Buildings crew, because just like you said, you've already won it once, but now, hey, you got this extra incentive because we want to have you back here on Southeast Dirt Weekly. No, I tell you what a great time you're gonna have out there. I know that many people are looking forward to seeing you out there. We're gonna certainly keep an eye on you here at Southeast Dirt Weekly, and I'm just excited to have you on, man. I mean, 45-year-old kid here, man. I'm jacked up by having Chubb Frank on the show. But once again, thanks for coming on, Chubb, and we'll look out for you. And good luck up in Delaware, and good luck at the world. Like Jack said, when you win it, man, we're gonna get you to do a, you know, bumper for us, and we'll have you back on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Thanks a lot, Chubb.
That's not a problem, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Chubb.
Great deal.
All right, Scotty, we're gonna go quickly to a break, and then we'll be back here with your next guest. How's that?
That sounds good, man. Thanks a lot. I tell you, I am pumped up. Chubb Frank on the phone, and now we're going to follow up. Frank, you're going to be on the phone with us. We're going to talk to him real quick. Golden Isle Speedway promoter, Frankie Lloyd.
We'll be right back. The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Hey, my name is Roger Rudiman. You're listening to Real Racing USA.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
And this is the Southeast Dirt Weekly. And your host, Scott McAllister, I believe, has hooked up with one of the Southeast's top promoters, Frankie Lloyd.
Frankie, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly. We were on here talking just a minute ago. But thanks, Frankie, right, for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Well, glad to be here. How y'all doing?
Hey.
We're fired up, man. I tell you what, Jack and I have been talking about racing here in the South, and then he was telling me about your track, and I said, you know, you think you've been to a lot of tracks, and all of a sudden he goes, well, how about this one, and how about this one? And I said, I've never been to that one either, or that one. And then we started talking about yours, and we went over your website, and, of course, National Dirt Late Model Series coming into town. Tell me about what's going on there, and then just about the track in general.
Well, like I said, we got the National Late Model Series coming in next weekend. This weekend they're in Waycross. In fact, I intend to go over and watch them if I can, and then next weekend, that'll be at my track. You know, it's a good series. I understand that Ivan Lloyd, the Southern All-Star champion from last year, is going to come run with us. And I also understand Jason Fitzgerald's coming. So, and then, of course, they got a lot of heavy hitters, Mark Whitener and Johnny Collins. And, you know, the list goes on and on there. Brandon Cameron, he's doing real well. Brandon DeWitt, Ray's got a bunch of good guys there running with him that's got a lot of talent.
He's been doing this for a long, long time, and as you said, you got to credit him. You know, and I don't know, Frankie, you tell me. I come over to the dirt side, and all of a sudden I look at it like this is fresh and brand new to me. But has there been a rejuvenation of dirt? Has there been a reawakening here of dirt? Because, I don't know, I look at it as, wow, this is all brand new to me. But as you said, you credit Ray with keeping this going, perhaps in a time when dirt racing, dirt late model racing wasn't as prominent as it is now. I see this on the upswing, only going to get better, and it's like you said, you credit with Ray with hanging in there, and now he's got an opportunity to step up.
Well, he does, and they got a new guy coming out, you know, that United Dirt Late Model Series out of Central Florida, and He's got a couple races in my track this year, and I don't know a whole lot about him. He seems like a super nice fella. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There seems to be plenty of cars around for both series. You know, it's just they got both of them got different ideas about what they need to do, and you know, Ken Kenny's been getting quite a few cars at his tracks. In fact, more so than Ray's getting. And you know, they some people that like Ray, some that hate him, and some that argue with him. And I'm sure to get the same way with Kenny eventually. But,
everybody's a savior that first year.
Yeah, but they're both good guys, and you know, you gotta have people that like Paul Purvis up in Swainsboro, Georgia, that likes racing. Myself, the gentleman down yonder in Ocala that redone that track back to dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Volusia, you got of course I don't think that dirt motorsports much is too smart, but you got you know, Todd and Al and those guys down there in East Bay. So you got some good tracks around and some good people promoting them that love racing.
And I think the difference in opinions is a good thing, to be honest with you. Somebody may say, dude, I like this part of the show, and somebody may say this, I like this part. Well, you know what, there's something for everybody there. So I think that's a good thing about it.
There is, and each track is different, you know, in his own style. And you know, we've raced it at Ocala back when it was dirt years ago. We raced it at East Bay with my boys. We raced at Volusia. You know, I keep changing mine, but I think I'm pretty much where I'm going to keep it now. Trying to find what the racer like that they'll come and race with you, and you know, but as we all know, you can't please all the racers all the time or any time really, but. You know, at least there's some of us out there trying, and of course there's still a lot that don't care. We've lost, I understand, three tracks in Georgia, Albany, Douglas, and now I understand that Augusta, Georgia closed up. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough to keep them going because they right now with the economy so bad, you know, tires cost more, gas costs more, just mm-hmm. to get there costs more. So it's getting tough for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough, and you guys at Golden Eye, it's not, I mean, it's not a cakewalk for you either. You constantly got to be coming up. I mean, you use the good things that have happened for you in the past and keep using them, but you got to come up with new ideas all the time, and this is not something you can sit back and rest on your laurels, because you guys got some big, I mean, you have the biggest of the bigs come in there to your show, and then the next week you still got to have a local show, so you can't just rest on your laurels and go, oh, well, you got to come up with something new.
Well, you do. You got to stay on your toes and you know, to try to figure out what you need to do. You know, I feel like bringing the big guys in is a boost, because people that love racing, whether they drive hobby stock, pure stock, limited sportsman, or late model, whatever, everybody likes a good race. Even the pure stocks or the hobby stock can put on a good race. But
mm-hmm.
bring these hot dogs in. They're the best in the United States that come in, and I think people enjoy seeing them once in a while. I have made a lot of money on some of my big shows, and Lord knows I've lost a bunch of money on some of them. But you know, in the end, as long as it kind of balances out, you can still do it and have fun.
On the phone with Frankie Lloyd, promoter of Golden Isle Speedway. Frankie, and once again, I look at your track, and like I said, this is not something that is, we were talking about the world race, and of course the other race tracks that they have across that Tony has here, and wherever you may go. Golden Isle, like I said, it you know, it is obviously, you put big shows on there, but like I said, you guys are, you're not, you know, in the mecca of large cities, so, I mean, it's like I said, it's tough for you, but you somehow seem to make it all work.
Well, it's one of them deals that, you know, Volusia and East Bay's been around forever and ever, and
right.
and they've got their thing established. Everybody knows where they go and come Speedway. If me to do my thing and to get people where they get used to coming yearly for my Super Bowl, I have to make it different, make it better, and certainly pay a lot of money.
But, you know, Jack and I talk about that, and that's really what makes the competition there, is what makes racing better. That's what makes it good.
That's it. That's it. I mean, they've got, you know, them guys, we had 23 different states in the United States and Canada at our track in January this year for our Super Bowl. Of course, Volusia and East Bay gets the same thing, or maybe even more. But, you know, I'm building my thing kind of like Tony Stewart's got the dream and the prelude to the dream.
Mm-hmm.
He's just fortunate that he got all them NASCAR drivers and can fill his place up in a hurry. But, You know, so it's more of a struggle for me and some of the other tracks. You know, Scriven up there brings the big guys in occasionally, and Swainsboro, and it's just tougher for us. And we have to figure what we can do to make it so the guys will want to come and race with us.
What you're really getting at there is it's hard to create a tradition.
It is very hard, and very expensive.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's like I said, you have to become really innovative, because throwing money at it is, I mean, I don't think that's the answer. I mean, I guess a bigger purse is always a good thing, but I think to actually bring not only race car drivers in, but the fans in, you got to come up with an entire show. I mean, it's got to be an event, not just a race.
Yeah, well, that's true. You got to have the whole package there. You can't just throw money at things and make it work. You've got to... like I told you earlier, I've been changing my track. I've changed it four times in 4 years. And trying to get the ultimate in what the guys like. If the racers like what you provide, they'll come. You have to earn their respect. When I came out there, nobody knew me from Adam other than the people that we race with out here in the Southeast. And
mm-hmm.
Even those guys didn't know a whole lot about me. But the hot dogs, they got to, you got to win their trust so that when you tell them you're going to do something, that you will do just what you tell them. And when the guys came there in January this year, I paid out roughly $375,000 first. they know that I was serious when I brought them in there. So next year we haven't decided exactly what we're going to do. We are going to do a Super Bowl. But when we bring them in, they'll know before they ever get there. That whatever I tell them we're going to have and whatever they're going to get paid is what they're going to leave with.
Communication.
I told you, Scotty. Frankie, you weren't under any stress. I remember I called up. I said something about press credentials. He said, press credentials? I got to pay this $300,000 purse.
That's what I mean. But you got that coming up every day. It's something crazy every day in your life, I can imagine.
Well, it is. I've got something going up there at my place that's going to kind of ease the burden here once it gets kind of stretched out. I don't know if you guys do or not. I'm going to build me a drag strip adjacent to my racetrack.
That's what I saw on your website. I saw that, and you said you're going to lease it out. That's got to be kind of nice and cool. Okay.
Well, it is. And what happened on the way to the school there, I ended up leasing the same property to some people. And they're parking right now. In fact, they're parking new cars on them on that land, and they've got a year lease with me. And when that lease is up in a year, if they leave then or leave the next month or what have you, then I'm going to build my drag strip. The improvements I made for them are the same improvements I need to the lighting and the fencing and the stabilizing the parking lot is what I needed for my drag strip anyway.
But yeah, Jack, that obviously works for a lot of tracks because we saw it up in Cecil, Georgia, the first race that they ever had up there. I remember going across the way and watching the drag cars over there, which is obviously a great facility.
Yep, sure enough.
Good for DeSoto, too. Of course, Ocala tried to do it, and city council said, no way you're going to have that there, and didn't let you put the drag strip in. But more people, you think, would take advantage of that.
Well, the motorsports complex idea, of course, we've been big fans of that for the last 10 years. I mean, you put more motorsports together in one area. I mean, that's there's a reason why they put a pharmacy across the street from another pharmacy, right, Frankie?
That's true. And like in Scriven, Georgia, Ray up there he's got a nice facility. He's got a drag strip and a circle track. He can open his gates and run both of them simultaneously on a Saturday night. He can charge you less money than I can to get into either facility because he got so many people coming.
Right.
You've got a certain type of circle track people, certain amount of drag people. And when I do my thing, hopefully I can open my track up on Saturday night and have my drag strip going over yonder because they're completely segregated from one another and do my circle track. But have it to where they can go to either one of them and get some of the drag racers more acclimated to the dirt track and get the dirt track people more acclimated maybe to the drag strip. And be able to lower the price. Well, Lord knows that today's market and what we're going through with the gas and everything else, the more we can lower prices at any racing facility, the more people we're going to get in and the less money we're going to have to charge, and everybody's going to win from it.
No doubt. I mean, that you know, the consolidation and the exposure is obviously the target that you're going after, and that's the way to do it if that's available to you.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, we would get drag racers from Jacksonville all the way up through and past Savannah, Georgia. Everywhere we go, me and my marketing guy and everybody that knows who they are, where they come from, that they come from Golden Isle Speedway, you never go anywhere without somebody saying, "Hey, when's the drag strip going to be ready?"
Mm-hmm. Now that's another reason to get up there, Jack, to watch the drag.
Well, it is, and you'd be surprised at the amount of people that says and tells me and my marketing guy, "Hey, when you get that thing ready and you're ready to sell signs and advertisement up there, you come see us." More so than we do on our circle track.
Yep.
Dude, that, you know,
that's exactly that's what we found out in our with Real Racing USA, because Stevie LaTemp is off right at the moment. Last year we did a show every week, a drag racing show, and the numbers on that drag racing show right out of the box were matching and then quite higher than the stock car traffic.
Yeah. Well, it will, and it'll do the same thing at my track. And I'm hoping to retire from my business here in the next year or so, and go up that racetrack and let 226 acres and just spend the rest of my life there and have fun.
There you go.
That's definitely the way to do it. But right now, like I said, you're having fun, but man, it's hard work around there. Like, I know you're going a million miles an hour. Tell me about. I know you got this race show coming in this next week. Tell me about some other shows that are going to be happening here in the 2008 season for you.
Well, we got a couple of the United Dirt Racing Series with Ken Kenny coming up there. We still got our big deal will be the showdown on the coast that Ray Miller's been having at different tracks for years, mm-hmm. ever since he's been started. And I think it was in Savannah for about 9 or 10 years before they come down to my place. And we're going to have it there as long as Ray will put up with me. But, it pays a lot of money. Lets the guy know that we appreciate him racing with us, because they come to my track, you know, more times than they do any of the others during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got the Southern All-Stars are coming back, and the Southern All-Star East, we're going to bring them back in I think, September. I had a World Outlaw scheduled in late August or September 1, I forget. But I had to cancel that one because the reason I did is because I ran a Lucas Oil race at my track on a Sunday, April the 6th, because it rained out on April the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays up there at my track in my area, the local people go to church.
Shoot, man, in Lake City, once the Gators start playing and hunting season comes around, I don't care if you brought Dale Earnhardt back, brother, they ain't coming. It's Gator season, it's Gator football, and it's hunting season. It's coming to a halt.
Well, that's true, and so Sunday, when I done my Lucas Oil race, which was televised, I lost a good chunk of money. But I wanted it to be on television. I wanted the whole world to see what Golden Isle Speedway looked like and what kind of racing we have there. And as it turned out, I didn't even get to see it, but as it turned out, and they'll see it on TV, Scott Blomquist led for 49 laps.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the last lap, Earl Pearson Jr., which happened to be my neighbor in the front.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He went to the outside and passed Steve Caseboat and Scott Blomquist on the high side.
And that's what I mean. You know, it's like you said, now you may be thinking, damn, I might have lost my butt. But to be honest with you, those are the kind of things when Jack talks about building, you know, that's how you build a reputation and a legacy that goes on. It's like, God, remember that race, man? Holy smoke. And then you think about, like you said, Earl Pearson. That's pretty cool having him right there next door to you.
So
that's a big draw.
Scott, I was going to ask Frankie. Frankie, now on race night, I mean, I know you're busy counting heads and all that, but do you you like the late models, the sprints? What's Frankie Lloyd as a fan? What excites you at the racetrack?
I like a good race. Makes no difference to me really what class it is. A couple of my sons run the national late model type cars or my type late models. Ivan Lloyd, my cousin down in Ocala there.
See him there, Scotty? Name dropping. Ivan Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cool thing about it is he lives about, he really does live about 10 miles from
Go ahead, Frankie.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, he, I love watching them guys race because they're good. Bart Whitener, I love watching him because he's good. And you know, Brandon Cameron, he lives a mile down the road from me. And, you know, I love a good race in any class. The hobby stock class just puts on some good shows at my track and the Super Street, Limited Sportsman. But, you know, I like any of them. But I also like the fastness of the super late models. We've become friends with quite a few of them guys, and they are super nice people. You know, so just a good race is what turns me on. And you know, the reason we bought the racetrack was to try to keep some of these youngsters involved with something that we're doing to keep them out of trouble. So those are the things that I get after. And you know, of course, you know, if I make some money along the way doing what I love, then it's a sure enough a win situation for me.
There you go.
Like I said, man, there's nothing better than you keep the crowd that's around you and your neighborhood and your environment there that's around you, keep them involved in it, and then you peek everybody every once in a while, just like you said. Yeah, that's a pretty good peek when you can bring in Earl Pearson Jr. and have him pass Steve Casebolt, you know, and the rest of that group and Scott Blomquist on the final lap. Yeah, you're going to get some people in there that will remember that night forever.
Well, that's true. The people down here, a lot of them heard about it or seen it. You know, we get people all the way from Miami come up and watch some of our big races and from Canada and everywhere else. But there's so many Northerners that come down from Pennsylvania, New York, out Midwest, Iowa, Ohio, Illinois, and they've never heard of Golden Mile Speedway. Well, if they, and we're getting more each year, but if they see this thing on television, and you know, and look there and say, man, look at that racing they're having on the after running 50 laps, they're able to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to bring me a whole lot more down here in January next year for my Super Bowl. So, yeah. and bring some more down for the Southern All Star race toward the end of the year. So, you know, it was a win situation, even though I lost money at that time. It's like building any business; you gotta spend a little to get a lot back, you know?
Yeah, and you look at it and you got to think, man, next year if that condition comes around, you got to think Scott Blomquist is one that's going to want to come back, brother, because after leading 49 laps, he's going to want to win that race.
Well, you're exactly right. But now, see, a lot of people may not remember it, but here, I think it was last year, he did the same thing to Earl. I think he passed Earl on the last lap on the high side coming off turn four for the checkered flag. So, I mean, that's already happened, you know, one passing the other at the very end there. And like I said, the tables were turned the first time. So that tells different people that are the people that don't really know that, hey, these guys can race. They can race hard. They can run two wide, three wide on occasion. And they can race right up to the bell ring. So that's certainly going to make it better.
That's the cool thing about dirt racing is I'm here to tell you it's not over, and it starts when the drop of the flag, that's when the racing starts, and it doesn't stop. There's no waiting, you know, for the tires to have. It's on you all the time, and there's never a point to where you can take a breath at, and I'm sure it's that way at Golden Isle Speedway. Frankie, man, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly here, and I look forward to getting up to see your track and ask Todd and them for some time off and get up there and come up there and watch a nice weekly show and see some of the local guys and maybe check out a big show or two. But thanks for coming on, being a part of Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Y'all come anytime, and I won't charge you next time.
Well, brother,
I'd be charging.
Hey, listen, Frankie, I already made arrangements for that. This time I'm coming with the United Dirt Late Model Series as part of their media crew. I got
there
it covered, man.
Charge them, man. Frankie, if they come in your gates, charge
them. Well, I'll slip in. I'll go hit Ken Kenny up for the money.
There you go. You got it, brother.
You're right, he does.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for being on board with us, man. Frankie Lloyd, promoter here at Golden Isle Speedway with Jack.
All right, Scotty.
See, man, you get to meet, and that's what I mean. You think you've been to a lot of places, and there you go. Sounds like a great place to go watch a race at if you're in that part of the area. You know, and it's like you said, past Volusia. Now, you can go to Volusia, great place to go watch race, but after that, it gets a little barren going up that way, you know, on that coast, on that side over there. So, you know, great place, I'm sure, to go watch a race at. So if you're out and about, make sure you stop by Golden Isle Speedway. Man, this hour went by quick.
I was going to say, what a way to spend an hour, huh?
I blew by everything, man. I want to thank, real quick, I want to thank East Bay Raceway Park. Of course, we were going to talk real brief. I'm going to get in about 10 seconds. No, this was also brought to you by the Powell Memorial. That's going to be happening here coming up in June at Ocala Speedway. We're going to talk about more about that next week for sure. So once again, thanks for those guys coming on board. And, of course, thanks to you guys, Jack, at Real Racing.
Hey, and I got to tell you, you know, on the if you want to see some dirt late model racing, just go to the front page of RealRacingUSA.com. There's four great races there, video, great presentation. They start off with some interviews from the local drivers at the tracks. There's East Alabama, East Bay Raceway Park. These are all the first four races of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series are there, and you can click on them and watch them. Great video, good shows, and then we'll have the one from North Florida up probably this week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're great. Right there on the front page of Real Racing USA, man.
Oh, what a way to get wound up for tomorrow night. I know where I'm going to be for the next 2 hours.
There you go, brother.
Holy smoke. Well, Jack, once again, man, thanks for having me on Southeast Dirt Weekly. And
hey, it's your show, brother, and it's a good one, too.
Chuck Frank up in Delaware next week. Hopefully he'll have David and his other car running up there. And then, of course, we'll watch him at the World's up at Big Track at the World's race up there.
And, Scotty, for your listeners who just can't get enough of these promoters, as soon as we get off the air here, following up, we're going to a couple of commercials, and then it goes right into a show you did a few weeks ago with Ray Miller.
Oh, my good buddy Ray. Yeah,
there you go.
Hang on for that, guys.
See you next week.
In this Southeast Dirt Weekly. We'll see you next week.